Excuse me, the recording has been started. You may now begin.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the BC Members Call on Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call as attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room and the phone bridge. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for the transcript and to keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn it over to the BC Chair, Claudia Sully, to begin. Claudia, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Chantel, and welcome everybody, and thank you for accepting the change in the BC call to accommodate also all our officers to be present in the call. So thank you very much for that, and in the interest of time, I will leave the floor to Steve that needs to drop off at 25, I think. Thank you, Steve.
Floor. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, Claudia. It's Steve DelBianco. I'm not on Adobe. I'm only on the phone bridge, so if hands go up for interventions or questions, I'll happily take an interruption, and I'll stop and allow the intervention. Since our last BC call, we have filed three comments. Back on the 24th of September, we commented in support of Donuts' proposed amendment for their Domains Protected Marks List service. I want to thank Marie and Vivek for drafting that. On the 26th of September, we filed pretty extensive responses to questions and recommendations from the working group, the PDP working group on procedures for the next round of new GTLDs. We usually call that subsequent procedures. Our comment was drafted by Vivek, Andrew Max, Susan Kawaguchi, Marilyn Cade, and myself, and we gave about a third of the 300 questions and recommendations included a substantive response from the BC, so thanks to those volunteers for that. We'll need to follow closely the work of this PDP since I think they are hoping to move very quickly from initial report to public comment analysis to final report. There's some urgency on the part of many in that group to try to get to the next round. And then finally, on the 5th of October, we commented in support of ICANN's proposed next steps for the reviews. Now, these are both the specific reviews brought in from the affirmation of commitments, those four, as well as organizational reviews like the GNSO review, CCNSO review, and ALAC review. Barbara Warner and I worked on those comments where we really picked up on some previous comments the BC had filed in response to short and long-term options. There were very few community comments on those short and long-term options, and ICANN staff sifted through them and came up with a completely different plan than the one that we had recommended. Nonetheless, their recommendations are very reasonable, and in the draft that Barbara and I circulated for all of your review, we supported the proposed recommendations. Let me turn now to the open public comments. There are five of them open, and most will not be due until after Barcelona. So I can abbreviate this to talk about just the first two. The first one is there's a proposed profile for a pilot project on Registration Data Access Protocol, or RDAP. And think of this as a replacement for that port 43 automated query of who is data. And RDAP is a federated access. It's a service that's hosted on a server, which then routes a query to the registrar or registry that has the data and then returns the answer. These comments close 13th of October, this weekend. And I have noted that the temporary specification, which was put in place pursuant to GDPR, requires that all the registries and registrars implement RDAP for GTLD WHOIS queries to replace port 43, and in particular, the BC is keen to see the RDAP reflect the technology necessary to provide tiered access to the non-public WHOIS data, which is not a policy matter in RDAP, but a technical matter in RDAP, including the ability to capture the reasons that are submitted and to authenticate credentials of the requesting party. So we circulated the other day a draft that was led by Mark Svantarek, with contributions from Alex Deacon, Tim Chen, Faisal, and Margie. I want to thank them for that draft. And since that's due in just a few days, I'd be happy to take a cue if anyone wants to add their thoughts or questions for the draft. Claudia, I leave it to you to let me know if any hands are up.
Sure. I don't see any, Steve.
Great. Thank you. We may modify that comment to put a sharper point on the use of RDAP for non-public WHOIS queries, and I'll work with the team on that. The second is due the 4th of November, and this is the WHOIS review team. This is one of these specific reviews I spoke of earlier. The WHOIS review team has put forth draft recommendations, and they've done a suggested template for how we can comment on that. And I want to thank Denise Michelle, who volunteered on our last call to draft BC comments on that template. Susan Kawaguchi was vice chair of that review team and can also be helpful to us. So we'll look to have a draft circulated while we're in Barcelona and discuss it there. The other three comments are not due till later. One is on the operating budget for PTI and IANA. And Jimson, Jay Sadowski had done our comment on that, an extensive and well-done comment 1 year ago. It's time to dust that off and do another comment. Jimson, I'm hoping you're on the call. Would you be able to lead our drafting on that?
No, please. It's Jimson.
Thank you, Jimson. Much appreciated. There's also an initial report out on the cross-community working group for the new GTLD auction proceeds. Marilyn Cade represents this commercial stakeholders group as a representative on that cross-community working group, and we also have participation from Wauwito and Tola. And the BC commented long ago on the principles for the auction proceeds, but we now have an opportunity to comment on a new report and look forward to guidance from Marilyn on how to structure the BC comments, on points that we should emphasize or things we should push back on. Do we have any volunteers that would assist in developing that comment? And again, this is the disposition of several hundred million dollars in auction proceeds for the new GTLDs. And I believe there's another auction today for the .kids TLD, which will fatten that proceeds even further. All right, and the last one is there's a final report and recommendations from the review team that looked at competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice with respect to the expansion of TLDs. I think that's all for the currently open and submitted public comments. As all of you know, many of us focus heavily on how to implement the temporary spec in terms of policy in the face of GDPR. And having attended all of those calls, I can tell you that Mark Svancharek and Margie Milam are working tirelessly on twice a week, two-hour calls, a face-to-face that happened in Los Angeles 2 weeks ago. And then we have several hours of preparation and follow-up calls, as well as document editing in between. I wish I could report that there's significant progress that's been made, but I do think that things are in a better shape now than they were 2 weeks ago. Margie and Mark, since I can't see the Adobe, and if either of you are on the call, would you like to discuss any of that with your colleagues here on the BC? Okay, hearing nothing, I'll turn things over to Susan and Marie on Channel 2, where I've indicated things that were done at the last council meeting of 27 September and the two resolutions you voted on, and noting that we don't have an agenda yet for the Barcelona meeting. Those agendas should be posted by the 14th of October. Susan and Marie, over to you.
Thanks, Steve. This is Marie. The last meeting was not particularly exciting, but I'll give you some headlines. You know that we're looking at how to improve the PDP process, the way it works, so the madness of timelines and individual members blocking things. That's an ongoing discussion. It's going to be picked up again during the informal meeting on the 21st, which is the Sunday in Barcelona. So if any of you have any experience in running a PDP, in getting frustrated with a PDP, please show up on Sunday, the 21st, and give us your thoughts. We voted to approve the Cross-Community Working Group Accountability Workstream 2 final report. Massive shout out to Steve here for all of the work that you did on this. I know how long it lasted, so we have a unanimous vote approving that, so it can be passed up. Again, thank you to all involved. We also unanimously adopted the final report on the protections for the Red Cross. Many of you will remember a lot of back and forth on that. The NCFG, the non-commercial colleagues, did give us a nice statement telling us that they approved of it, but they didn't really like it that much. But nevertheless, it was approved. That's all we need to know. We had a discussion around the auction proceeds. No action points, just an update from Erica Mann. At the moment, the group has come down to two favored recommendations. So that's either creating a new department, a standalone department within ICANN, or merging some kind of standalone department with some kind of outside entity. Now, all of this, of course, comes down to bylaws and possibilities, and then naturally to the mission and the mandate of ICANN and what it's actually allowed to do. So keep your eyes on that one. We'll find out later. There were back and forth with things that we've already discussed, EPDP, considerations, concerns. But then one thing that has happened since Council is we had a webinar on the 9th of October. Sorry, somebody spoke?
Yes, you said you were going to join me in.
Hi. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not hearing a question. Okay, I'll keep going until you've got a question. Apologies if it's my phone that's not working very well. The only other update I have before I stop talking is that we had a discussion in a webinar about the future of the infamous INGO curative rights problem. Briefly, as you well know, going back to well before the new GTLD's program, the GAC was calling out for there to be specific procedures in place to protect acronyms that are international governmental organizations or international non-governmental organizations. That didn't really happen. It went forward to a PDP that got very, very stuck. And here I have to take off my hat and bow down to Susan for her patience of being the council liaison onto that working group. The result is, again, as you all know, that the final report from that group eventually came to council before the summer. And the scenario we have now is that we know for a fact that that report is not in line with the GAC advice. So our choice is simple. Ha-ha, simple. Do we send it up to the board knowing full well it's not in line with GAC advice, or do we send it back to the working group? If we send it back to the working group, and here I will turn over to Susan if she doesn't mind, pretty much nothing is going to happen because they are infighting, for want of a better term, and we know that they are not going to approve a specific mechanism just for IGOs and INGOs. But one thing that has been very much drawn out of this, which circles back to my comment at the beginning about how the PDP is not necessarily working, is we have a procedure at 3.7 of the working group guidelines, if you want to go read them, that in essence allow one member to complain about the behavior of a chair and thus block the work for everyone else. This is not necessarily something that is in the interest of the community as a whole. So where we are at the moment is that we did a lot of talking on this. It was pretty good. Nobody actually shouted at each other, which is always good. And council leadership have gone away to draw up a straw man as to how we can take this forward. Okay, Steve, I'll turn it back to you and obviously to Susan. Thanks.
Thanks, Marie. Susan, anything to add on council's perspective?
Well, Marie did a great job.
Thanks, Susan. I know this is going to be your last meeting as our counselor since our election of Scott McCormick and your term limit means that you'll retire from that role at the end of Barcelona, but I'm looking forward to your continued engagement in the BC.
Thanks, Steve.
I want to turn over to Barbara Warner, who's been incredibly busy helping us to plan for CSG meetings in Barcelona and the CSG participation and the BC participation in the election of council's next chair. Barbara.
Thank you, Steve, and I'll just move quickly since Steve is only on the line for a few more minutes. I really need and value BC feedback on a voting strategy within the CSG with respect to voting rounds when the council elects a chair in Barcelona. I'm confused, quite honestly, because it seems to me we only have two candidates, one from the contracted party house, one from the non-contracted party house, so I don't understand the need for rounds. So I defer to those who have more experience with this to educate us on why we need, quote-unquote, voting rounds for this. Anyone?
Marie and okay. Susan and Chantel, it would be helpful to circulate the procedures for council election of chair so that we can all understand and try to understand the real reason for this notion of rounds. It would be better not to have that. In any event, my advice is that the BC stay really transparent about what our support is and try to avoid creating a conflict with the NCSG. But I think we've been pretty transparent so far. And thanks to Barbara for writing that up that way.
Steve, it's Stephen, Barbara, it's Claudia here. I would agree, of course, with the fact of being transparent. And I also thought that we had been because our support is stated also in the proceedings, so in the transcript of our meeting already in Panama and reiterated also at the last ICANN, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know, and I would agree with you that we should avoid having, I mean, remaining more neutral.
Well, my recommendation, because Rafiq reached out to all of the CSG chairs, XCOM chairs, to request a face-to-face meeting in Panama, in Barcelona. And what the BC has recommended to the CSG is that we say simply that we do not have time. The Barcelona schedule is very busy. We do not have time for separate face-to-face meetings with both candidates, meaning both Rafiq and Keith Drazik, mm-hmm. and that we are satisfied with our telephone call with Rafiq and his candidate statement, as well as our forthcoming telephone call with Keith Drazik, which will be on the 17th of October at 1400 UTC, and his statement. So we are satisfied with those as background materials to inform our vote.
And so if there are no objections on your approach, I'm happy also to respond on behalf of the BC, because I think he approached, if I remember correctly, wrote an email asking this to have meetings.
Right.
So just to make sure that all the members are comfortable with that approach.
If anybody has any concerns with that approach, let us know right now. I've also conveyed that to my colleagues on the CSG XCOM, that is the BC's preferred approach to this.
And that was an approach where we indicated equal time would be given in the BC to both candidates, equal time in terms of the candidate
yes.
call, and that
right.
we weren't going to do a face-to-face discussion with either candidate. So there was no
exactly.
no bias in respect to that. Thank you.
Right. Okay, well, I'll just reiterate that on our XCOM call. I believe it's next week after our call with Keith, and hopefully we can get some clarity concerning this issue of voting rounds. Okay, and then the only other point I want to raise with you today, again, while Steve is on the call, is designated leads, so to speak, for our sessions with our GNSO-appointed board members as well as our CSG session with the board. We proposed several questions from the BC that we might ask Becky and Matthew. And concerning the ODI project, it was proposed, Jimson actually proposed that maybe Denise take the lead on that. And while Jimson will play a role in our questions before the board, and that Marie, if she is available and doesn't have a GNSO Council commitment conflict, might talk about improvements we'd like to see in the PVP process. If you have any concerns about that, please let me know. And then finally, for our session with the board, and we might want to decide this in our closed BC meeting, who will be our designated leads to participate with the ISPCP and the IPC in a coordinated conversation with the board about the EPDP and the Unified Access Model and so forth. We will have 45 minutes to devote to that, and then each constituency will have 15 minutes to query the board individually. And for our BC proposed topics for the board, let's see, we have indicated okay, Jimson has volunteered to step forward and talk to the board about, engage the board in a discussion about what they're doing to engage the ITU at the upcoming Plenipot. at the IGF and so forth, particularly in view of the ITU's desire to encroach on ICANN's remit. What is the board doing to promote the multi-stakeholder approach to internet governance more generally at UN events? Claudia has offered to take the lead on that. And then concerning board thoughts about community comments on the auction proceeds models, we've proposed Marilyn to serve as the lead on that. So if anyone has any comments or ideas about appropriate leads, please let me know. And Steve, you probably have to dash. Yeah.
Hey, this is Denise. I'm sorry. I also could not get into the Adobe Connect room. If I could be in the queue.
Sure. Go ahead, Denise.
Yes. So we had David Conrad and the Octo team at our last face-to-face meeting talking about the Open Data Initiative. It's not clear to me why we're having him back again. And there really hasn't been any additional movement on this issue either. So I would suggest we look at other ways to use our time. Other people could talk to on ICANN staff. And then also, in terms of our issues with the board, really the most compelling issue remains for the business constituency, I think, is the lack of access to who is for GDPR legitimate uses in cybersecurity, consumer protection.
Right, yeah, and that will be, we can address that, certainly we can address that during our 45 minutes with the board where we want to focus on those, precisely those issues.
Okay, I was a little confused talking about
the ITU
questions. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be during the BC's 15-minute segment. But we'll have 45 minutes where we can talk all about, we can focus on the EPDP, the Unified Access Model, and the need to access who has data.
Yeah, I would suggest that we also address the sort of systemic degradation of responses and discussions when there are formal community comments to a range of issues. This is something that we've brought up before with the CEO and goes to the quality of engagement and the multi-stakeholder model, both for the BC and many other constituencies. And I think we're at the point where we need an open discussion about doing a refresh on how staff and board are responding to and considering official comments from any constituency in ICANN. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I think that does it for my CSG report. Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara. Claudia, back over to you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and Chantal, thank you for displaying the agenda. So our meetings in Barcelona, as you can see from the agenda, we have the BC Outreach reception on Monday the 22nd from 6:30 to 9:30. The BC Closed meeting is on Tuesday, 23 of October from 9 to 10:15, which the same day we're going to have as well the BC Open session on 3:15 to 6:30. Now, we had invited for the BC Open meeting Catherine Bauer-Blast from the European Commission, but she cannot be there because she's only arriving in the, I think, later that day or in that day. So maybe we can invite someone else either from the GAC if we want to have this discussion with the government or from the Commission likewise. I mean, we can, of course, exchange mail on that and then for... I think Chantal, correct me if I'm wrong, David was also invited, right? Okay, but we can see, we can keep you updated on the speakers for the ICANN 63. If there are any suggestions, please raise your hand now, or if not, I will... leave then the floor to Jimson. But before that, I wanted also to echo the thanks for Susan service and engagement, and we look forward to see you in Barcelona. Jimson, over to you. I don't see anyone raising their hand.
Okay, thank you very much. Oriya, this is Jimson. I'll also say plus one to Susan. Thank you so much for your commitment to the work of, and the mission of the BC. Well, I would like to say welcome to our new member, Dr. Spencer, based in London, UK, and the lead rep is Ilya Bazianko. I don't know if he's online, but you're most welcome. And I would like to use the opportunity again to urge members whose payments are pending to do follow up with their internal payment processes because based on our charter, we will not be able to vote in the upcoming BC officers election. So I would like to urge them to fast track the process. Secondly, the BC officers election is coming up shortly. It has been announced before that it's coming up in October. So immediately after this call, the timeline will be sent to the list. So nomination is projected to start on October 22nd, and in line with the BC officers election cycle, new officers will take their seat by the 1st of January 2019. So thank you, Chantel, because I know you'll be sending the details out shortly. According to BC Charter, approved effective June 2017, the Executive Committee will have term limits, and officers of the Executive Committee will be elected for 1 year term, and then you may be elected for up to 3 consecutive terms in one position, but no more than 5 consecutive years in any executive committee position, with exceptions granted when no other candidate exists. Also, with respect to Section 4.1 of the BC Charter, the BC committee, like the Credential Committee, the Outreach Committee, they are expected to conduct elections for the chair of this committee. So their own election will be coming up immediately after the officer's election. So details also will be provided. But you may please check Section 4.1. Section 4.1 of the BC Charter. So members of the committees, the Credentials Committee and the Office Committee may kindly check this up. Well, next is outreach. The BC outreach during Africa Summit in Nairobi on Monday, this past Monday, was quite successful. Our chair, Claudia, Andrew Mark, Lee Linkade, Paula Chaubesson, and Bob Ochieng, head of ICANN Engagement Office in Nairobi, and Elizabeth Thomas Reno of ICC Basis, also our member, spoke along with Waldo and I, of course. And I want to thank again Claudia, and all those that spoke, Andrew, and mainly for doing the justice to the issue on hand. And I can say from the feedback we got that the audience were quite well impacted. Those that never knew about ICANN and the BC were well informed, and they actually said it. We expect new members to join the BC from that event. Still on outreach, and regrettably, the planned outreach at APICTA conference in Guangzhou, China, did not work out as planned due to visa challenge. Nevertheless, there are plans to take similar opportunity early next year in China. And finally, just as Claudia mentioned, the Barcelona outreach is on course, October 22nd from 6:30. I don't know if Leilin is online. If she's online, perhaps you can throw more light to this. So if there's any question or comment, I'm willing. Okay, Leilin is not online today. But I was mentioned that, yes, a lot of contacts have been made, and we are optimistic that the outreach in Barcelona will be equally very successful. So on this note, I want to say thank you very much, and back to you, Claudia.
Thank you very much, Jimson. And, yeah, I don't know if there are other points the member wanted to bring up in this remaining time. No. So if there are no other comments, I mean, we will adjourn the meeting. And we'll see everyone hopefully at the ICANN 63 on the 23rd of October for the next BC meeting, and certainly even before that. Thank you very much for participating.
Thank you very much, Claudia. Operator, you may now stop the recording. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and enjoy the rest of your day.